Okay, we're on Pei Tes Amud Beis, about six lines from the bottom where it says Tana Rabbanan. So we'll start now with the first half of this, the first half of Tzadik Amud Aleph. It's extremely challenging. We'll try our best to get through easily. Tana Rabbanan. It says in a Braisa, Hamamana Acharei Imo Al Pischa V'Al Chagiga. So if somebody has a Karban Pesach or a Karban Chagiga, and he includes other people to join with him in his Karbanos, Hamana, he registers other people, right? He's got a big carbon by himself. He obviously can't eat the whole thing by himself. So he goes around looking for people to register himself with. The most shibiyado chulin. The money that they give him, that money is chulin. Which is a big question. That's what we're going to spend a lot of time on our mouth. Why is it chulin? They're buying their share for carbon Pesach. It should be Kodesh. So we're going to explain that. And now the Gemara is going to, this Bryce is going to discuss a few unrelated halachos, and then come back to this issue of the money being chulin. Another case, the hamocher olaso v'shlamav, if somebody sells his ola or his shlamim, meaning he bought an ola or a shlamim, and then he sees that his friend needs an ola or a shlamim, so he sells it to them, that's something you're not allowed to do, because the ola and a shlamim can only take effect for the first buyer. But he doesn't realize, or he doesn't care. So he sells his ola or his shlamim to his friend. That sale is void. That sale is void. This didn't do anything. You cannot sell your karbanos to somebody else. And umaos kol shehein yiplu l'nedava. And whatever money was exchanged in this sale of buying or selling an ola or shlamim, that money goes to a nedava. And the Gemara is going to ask, but he said a second ago it was nothing. It was low klum. It was nothing. So where's this money going? So the Gemara will explain that. Now the Gemara asks, v'chimeyachad delawasu below klum, since nothing gets accomplished by this sale. There's no sale here. Nothing gets accomplished. Lawasu below klum. Amai yiplu l'nedava. So why does the money go to Nedava? What does it mean go to Nedava? That means it goes to the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash will spend that money when the Mizbeach was idle. It was a gnai for the Mizbeach to remain idle. So on these off days when they didn't have that many karbanos going on, they would spend this extra money and buy karbanos and just bring karbanos. It's called kai to the Mizbeach. Just so that the Mizbeach shouldn't remain idle. That's what they do with this money. So wait a minute, if there's no sale, why is the money going there? Why is the money going to the Beis HaMikdash? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav, a knas, it's a knas. They made a knas on the buyer. You know what? It's not a sale, but we're taking the money away from you and we're giving it to the Beis HaMikdash. We want you to know, don't ever do that again. It's a knas. You do something against the halacha, you try to buy karbanos that have already been designated for a certain person, that money goes to the Mizbeach. So Rashi explains, that there's a Gemara that says that if a mouse steals cheese, it's not the mouse that stole, it's the hole that stole. Because if the mouse wouldn't have anywhere to run and hide, then the theft would become nothing. So it's true that the seller did something wrong, but if there wouldn't be a buyer out there who would be willing to do the purchase, then there wouldn't be any sale. So really, we make a knas on the buyer. That's what Rashi explains. I know why not the seller, but the Gemara assumes it's really the buyer that allowed this to happen, not really the seller. So we make a knas on the buyer. Now, umay kol shehein. What does it mean, kol shehein? Oh, any money, kol shehein, any money. What does that mean, kol shehein, any money? So the Gemara says, afal gaptel havi shavi el arva. Let's say the animal was only worth four. It was worth $4. The yahabule chamisha, and the guy overpaid, and he paid five. He overpaid. Afilu bahi, yisei renami konsu rabbanon. Even that extra dollar is also part of the knas. So he overpaid. Say, listen, I don't mind giving the four to the basic speaker. So I got to give the five? He answers, yes, you got to give the five. Whatever you bought, whatever you tried to buy, there's no sale here. Whatever you tried to effectuate a sale, that money has to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Fine. Amar Ula, Vitam Rav Oshia. Now we're going to get back to the first line. The first line of the mission, the first line of this Braisa had a phrase that if a guy buys a Karban Pesach or a Chagiga and he's looking for other people to join in with him, that the money that people give him is chulin. So the Gemara says, Rav Oshia says, Efshe yedeya chaver vavloi taima d'haimilsa. Let's hope that we can figure out a reason for why the Bavloi made this statement. Let's hope we can figure out a reason together what pshat that the money is chulin. Why? Zehir for shtelel pitzcho. This guy bought a carbon Pesach. He bought a sheep for a carbon Pesach. And now that he bought the carbon Pesach, he's looking for people to join in with him. Right? So he finds a guy, and the guy says, yeah, I'll give you $100 for my share. So that money should be Kodesh. Hech heptish, chal heptish. How can heptish be chal and heptish? You can't transfer the Kedusha of something unless you do it on Chulin. So if a guy gives $100 for his share of the carbon Pesach, how did that money become Chulin? How did that happen? Diktoni moth shibyodo chulin. That we said the money goes to chulin. The Bryson said that money is chulin. So how did it become chulin? Okay, we have to understand that question because we're going to spend now, it's going to get much harder trying to answer that question. The question is, how does the Bryson said that if someone buys a carbon Pesach, and now he's looking for people to join in with him because he's not going to eat the whole thing himself. So the Bryson says people give him money, and that money is chulin. So the Gemara wants to know, how is that money chulin? Every time he comes to a different family and asks them to join in with him, that money should be Kodesh, because it's their share of a carbon. How has it become chulin? That's the Gemara's question. So, Amar Abaya. Abaya says as follows. A minute of background. The whole thing that I'm going to say now is going to be explained in the Gemara in the second half of Tzadok Amar Aleph, but otherwise the first 10 lines are not going to make any sense. There's a Mishnah in Masechta Tumura that says as follows. If a guy goes to a zona, something that shouldn't do, and he pays her with animals, makes a payment of animals, Esnan zona, right? We'll always read that in the Torah. And he pays her with an animal. That animal cannot be a carbon. That animal's possible to be a carbon. It's a bizayon to bring such an animal to a carbon. Or if you trade an animal with a dog, that animal can't be brought for a carbon. It's not appropriate. Fine. Let's say he was makdish an animal. He was makdish an animal, and he gave that animal as payment. Right? So you would think, well, that animal doesn't belong to him anymore. That belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. He was makdish it. So the Gemara says you need a pasuk. The Gemara there in Tumur says you need a pasuk to tell me that will not pasul that animal. In other words, unrelated to the issue of it doesn't belong to you, it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash because you donated it. I need a special pasuk to tell me that animal remains Kodesh. I would think it doesn't remain Kodesh. So how does an animal not remain Kodesh? It doesn't remain Kodesh if the Baal still has some connection to it. So, Amar Abaya says, Ilav de'ukme Rabbi Oshia, if not for the fact that Rabbi Oshia established that Mishnah over there in Tumura, Lahi b'mamona zona al pischo. You know what the guy did over there in that case? He said to her, as payment, I'll include you in my carbon Pesach. I'll include you in my carbon Pesach. It's going to cost you $50 anyway to eat a carbon Pesach. Right? Even though she's his owner, she still can eat carbon Pesach. So he's going to include her. That's his payment to her. He's going to include her within his carbon Pesach. That's what the guy said. So Abaye says, Reb Oshia interpreted the Mishnah over there. That's what the guy did. And I would think that's a case of Esnanzona. Kamash, well, the apostle tells me, no, it's not a case of Esnanzona. That carbon's going to be good. It's going to be fine. What gives the power of the Baal to do that? How could this guy include her on the carbon Pesach? It must be, even though he bought it as a carbon Pesach, he still has rights in this animal. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to include her. So he still has rights in this animal. So far, so good? He still has rights in the animal. And v'rebihi. And it's the opinion of Rebbe. And Rebbe's going to hold that not only does he have monetary rights in the animal, he even has rights in the goof of the animal. Which means he can certainly do this. Right? Not that the animal itself, Rashi explains, that there's a question of kedushas haguf, that there's only a question of that the money that's going to be given could somehow, according to Rebbe, be used for other purposes. Like if a guy buys a sheep for a carbon Pesach for $1,000, and he sells it, he can even make a profit, and he can go buy himself a new suit, Rebbe holds he could do that. That's one level of money. He can even the animal itself, according to Rebbe, he has buy him over, and therefore he could certainly include the woman's payment under this arrangement. and the animal will not be a problem with Esben Zona, because it's on some level it's already Mekudesh to Shemayim, it's already a carbon. But even though normally this kind of, if you pay Ozona, you can't do that, but in this case you can. He lays out the money for the sheep.
Fine. Anybody paying back the money to him, that money's not hektish money.
Well,
otherwise he's out money.
It's hektish money from the view of the giver. That guy is giving money for a carbon. He's giving it to this guy instead of to the base of Mikdash.
But the money itself is not hektish.
What? So it should have a din of, fine. It's not hektish per se, but the Braisa said that it's chulin. So the Gemara wants to know, how is it chulin? The guy is giving money for Kedusha. He's giving money for a carbon. Right, it's not hektish in the sense that it's hektish. It's not giving it to the base, he's giving it to this guy. But how is it chulin? That's what the Gemara wants to know. So you know how it's chulin? We came up with a case from Tamura with Azona that money, that he's including her as payment. So how's that working? It must be that the Baal has the right to do this. According to Rebbe, he can even buy a suit. So it must be that we're going to end up saying that it must be that the money's chula. Well, that's basically what you're saying. But we have a whole long road to get there. So Abaye says, it's not for Rav Oshi, it's pshat. In that Brisa, in that Mishnah there in Temura, that it's talking about a case of Esnan Zona, and it's according to the opinion of Rebbe. Havi Mukminale, I would have a much more simple case. Havi Mukminale lahi bekachim kalim. I would say it's ordinary kachim kalim. It's a regular carbon. He's giving her a regular carbon, va'aliba de Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and it goes according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Amar who says, kachim kalam mamam bailam hu. Kachim kalam is mamam bailam. It's much more simple. Right? So the guy designated a shlomim, which is kachim kalam, and then he says, you know what, I want to give this behemoth as payment to her. Right? So I always think normally, that can't go on the mizbeach now, because es nanzona. So it's a special limud, that kachim kalim, mamun bailam, so that's a whole discussion. That's what Abaye said. And they explain, Abaye didn't want to argue with Rav Oshi, because he wasn't a Tana, but he was an earlier Amora, so he didn't want to argue with him. So he said, Rav Oshi gave that pshat, I'll accept it. If not for that, I would have said something different. I would have said a much simpler case. To explain why a pasuk is needed to tell me this is not Esnan Zona. I would have done a much simpler case. I would have said, it's kachim kalim. Okay, Rav Oshi said a whole pshat with carbon Pesach, you get payment, and you have to come on to Rebbe. But I wouldn't have said that. But Rav Oshi said it, so fine, Rav Oshi said it. Avo b'Pesach, when it comes to a Pesach, lo mishayir inish, people don't leave over kedusha of the animal itself. Rather, b'mos vaday mishayir inish, they leave over kedusha in the money. The meikara kimafrish lehu, because when they give the guy money, they give it on this understanding. That's what you say. When they donate the money, they know that the guy's going to go buy a suit. Or, as the Gemara is going to say, he'll buy matzah, or maror, or wood to roast, or other kinds of things necessary for the carbon Pesach. He knows the guy's making money. Business, they don't care. Because they need a carbon Pesach. So they're going to join in with him. And again, Rav Oshi said, this is the opinion of Rebbe, therefore, umishum hachi, mos should be yada chulin. That's why the money's chulin. Because Rebbe's the one who said that we're going to see Rebbe in a minute. Now Abai repeats himself. The parentheses we don't have to say, it doesn't make a difference. The Pesach lo mashayirinish, he says it again, umos vade mashayirinish. People leave over money, meaning when people donate money to a certain person who has already bought a carbon Pesach, they know that the guy is going to spend it on chulin. And they're okay with that. So therefore, the money is chulin. Because they know it's going to be chulin. They're going to get a carbon Pesach out of this. That's fine. They're very happy about that. But they know the whole thing is chulin. V'ahi dekamokilo Rav Oshi k'Rebbe. And Rav Oshi said that whole mission over there in Temur is the opinion of Rebbe. Lo mishayir inish. Again, this is a whole kasha. Why is this repeated a second time? Lo mishayir inish. People don't leave over the value of the animal itself. That nobody does. But umos mishayir inish demeikar kimafresh odet elabafresh lehu. Fine, because they only leave over the money, not the value of the actual carbon itself. V'halekel ukme kirabiosi, and we can say We can't say that this is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi says, even though I wanted to say, and I would have rather said this is Rabbi Yossi, I really can't say that. You know why? Because Vatani Ba, because the Brisa said another statement that he said Vamocher Olasa Vishlamov Olasa Velo Klum. If somebody sells his Olo or Hishlamim, he's done nothing. According to Rabbi Yossi, Kachim Kalam is Mamun Bailam. Why can't you sell Hishlamim? So obviously the whole thing can't be like Rabbi Yossi. It must be like Rabbi. I would have tried to, by essence, I would have tried to hang this Mishnah on Rabbi Yossi, because it's simpler, but I would have had a hard time, because Rabbi Yossi holds that Mamun Kachim Kalam can be sold. And the Brisa said you can't sell Shlamim. So I would have been stuck over there, but okay. The Hashta de'ukme Rab Oshia Lahi b'mamona Zona al Pischo. And since the Mishnah, according to Rav Oshia, is talking about a case where a guy gives the Zona payment to include her on his Korban Pesach, the Rebbe, he asks the opinion of Rebbe, Shmamina, what do we see? The Svirulei, that Afilu Pischo Meshayer Inish. Even the Korban Pesach itself, Rebbe holds that the guy leaves room to be Mamon Bailam. Even the goof of the animal itself, and therefore you can include a woman, a zona, as payment in the Korban Pesach. That's how, and therefore the Mamon is Chulin, because it's all given to be Chulin. Now the Gemara is going to say, Mayhid Rab Oshia. What is this Gemara talking about? We just explained it all, now the Gemara is going to go into it, and now it's going to be easier, because we just laid all the groundwork. Now the Gemara says, what's Rab Oshia? What's this mission over here? What's going on here? So, did not. We learned in a Mishnah in Temura. Nasan la mukdashin be'es nana. If somebody gives a payment to a zona with an animal that's already mekudesh, it's already mekudesh. Elu mutarin, that's mutter. Why? Because it's mekudesh already. It's mekudesh already. It's already, so. But, ofos to chulin, but if he gives birds that are chulin, hare elu asurin. Then they're usher. Why? Any payment that he gives her that could be brought up onto the Mizbeach, animals, birds, wine, shemen, anything that's can go onto the Mizbeach will become possible for the Mizbeach if it's not Makudash yet. Like birds. Tehulin. But if it's Makudash, it doesn't ruin the behemoth because it's already Makudash. So the fact that he gave it to her, that's irrelevant. It's already Makudash. Shahayy Bedin. I can have a Kalvachomer. Uma im Mukudashim. If animals that are Makudash, Shahamum posel behen. Let's say you makadosh an animal, and then you find that there's a mum there. So of course that's not going up on the mizbeach. There's a mum. See, if you have such a case, ein esnin umachir chalehen. There's no din of esnan umachir. Meaning, this can go up on the mizbeach if there's no mum. So ofos, birds, she'ein hamum posel behen. Birds have a unique. There's no such thing as a mum by a bird. If that is a mum, it's okay. Right. The only thing a bird can have is it can't have an aver missing. Can't have a wing that's missing or a leg that's missing, but it has a mum, it has a puncture somewhere, that's okay. So by birds, there is no issue of mum. Ain't no din, she ain't esnin, umuchir, chalein. Also, shouldn't it be true that there should be no problem of esnan and it should go on the mizbeach? I can make such a kalva chomer. Talmud Loma, that's what the Torah says, l'chol neder. There's l'chol neder. L'rabo says ofos. To include the birds, don't learn that kalva chomer. I have a pasuk to tell me, don't learn such a kalva chomer. And if they're cool in birds, even though there's a mum, it'll be okay. Still, if you give that as payment, those birds can't go on the mizbeach. Now the Gemara says we could turn the kalvachomer around. Kalvachomer lumukdashin reyata. We could turn the kalvachomer around. Ma ofos. If you have a case of ofos, birds, she'ein hamum posel behen. There's no such problem of mumin. There's no such thing as a mum by a bird. Esnan umachir chalehen. Yet esnan umachir. There will be a problem of esnan, meaning you give a chulin bird to the woman. That bird cannot go on the mizbeach, even though there's no mum. So mukdashin, animals that are mukudish already, shamum posel behen, that are mum pasels. Right, you mukudish an animal, you makadish an animal, and look at that, there's a mum. So the animal doesn't go on the mizbeach, even though you makadish it. Eino din she esnan umachir chalein. Shouldn't the esnan kick in? Shouldn't the fact that you gave it as payment, even though it's mekudesh, shouldn't that ruin the animal from going on the mizbeach? Talmud Lomar, the Torah says no. L'chol neder, it says l'chol neder prat l'noder. It's excluded if you donated it already. You donated it already. That's excluded. That there's no issue of esnan. That can go on the mizbeach. Ella, time at the Kasa Rahmana, neder. The whole reason such an animal can go up there is because it says the word neder, meaning that you weren't Makudish it yet. But if you were Makadish it, then it certainly would not be the case. Halav Hachi, if not for that Pasuk, Havamina, I would think, Mukdashin, that if they're already Makudish, Chal Isser Esnan Alein, that there would be an Isser of Esnan. If not for the Pasuk, I would think, and if you makadish an animal, and you give that animal as payment to his owner, then that animal doesn't go on the mizbeach. If not for the pasuk. Doesn't belong to him anymore. Belongs to Hekdesh. What kind of havamin is that? I makadish an animal, and now I give the animal as payment to the woman. That's going to pass? It doesn't belong to me. Fine, so she has an animal. That animal goes to the basement. The Kohanim are going to come and take it to the basement Hekdesh. How does that pass? Amar Boshius, you know what the case is? B'memana zona al pischo. He gave the, what he did, he didn't give her an animal that's Bekudosh. No. Of course that is Dovah She'eno Shalo. Doesn't belong to him. What did he do? He told her, I will include you in my Korban Pesach. As payment for zona, I will include you in my Korban Pesach. So what does that show? It shows that I have bias in this animal. Even though it's a Korban Pesach. I have a stake in it, and I can give you payment. What's the payment? I'm including you in the carbon paystack. It's worth $100. As payment, I will include you. So what do you see? He has the right to do that. And we need one more. And for Rebbe he. And it goes according to the opinion of Rebbe. My Rebbe. What's Rebbe? What did Rebbe say? Titania. It says in the pasuk, Im yim'at habayis miyos miseh. If you don't have enough people to be included in the seh, that's the pashas of that pasuk. Simple meaning of that pasuk is, you don't have enough people to include in the seh. Hechyehu miseh. So live, so to speak, from the seh. What does that mean? Michti. Achila, michte achila. Meaning, you can use the money, you bought a carbon pesach, now you want extra people to be included in your carbon pesach, because you can't eat the whole thing yourself. So michte achila. You can get other people to give you money, they're going to be included with you, and then you can use that money to buy food, to buy things, to be able to eat the carbon pesach. Vlo michti mekach. You can't use that money to go buy a suit. Rabbi Omer, no. Af michti mekach. You can even use it to buy a suit. Doesn't make a difference. Why? Because according to Rabbi, the animal itself is not necessarily all that holy. So you can take some of the money. People are giving you money to be included in the carbon pesach. They're paying you. You can go buy a suit with that money. Doesn't make a difference. Why? Because Rabbi holds that the money, even the goof of the animal, is not that kodesh. Therefore, the money they give you is totally cholim. That's how we started off. Im ein lo mamana acher imal pischo velchagagaso. If there's nobody else that's going to be included with you on the carbon pesach or the carbon chagiga, umos shebiyavdo cholim. The most is going to be cholim. Why? Shamanas kenik tishisol es pischein. That's how people, when people give the money, they understand that. They know that the guy got a carbon pesach. They know that if they he's going to go buy a brand new suit with it, that's fine. They're giving him the money on that understanding. Rabba Rab Zera, so that Rabba Rab Zera now have a machlokes, so that we're done. That's how we get to the issue that the money's chulin. The money's chulin because the Baal owns this carbon. It's not really all that kodesh. It's kodesh in the sense that it's going to be a carbon pesach, but it's not kodesh in the sense that he can take the money and do whatever he wants with it. So whenever anyone gives him money, that money's chulin. Now, Rabba and Rab Zera have a machlokes a little bit exactly what is chulin and what can be bought. One of my armor says, Be'etzim Lutzliyaso, to buy wood, to be able to roast the animal, that everyone agrees. The kibon de takanta de pesach, since it's necessary for the carbon pesach, kigufa de pesach domi. It's like it's the goof of the pesach itself. Because he's learning out the words, meyos miseh, in a literal way. What? Anything for the seh. Anything for the carbon pesach. Okay, so the wood, that's also included. Ki pligi b'matzu umarar. When do they argue? Can you buy matzu umarar with this money? It's right. The Rabbanan Savri Hayachila Achrisihi. It's entirely unrelated eating. Yeah, it says Al Matzah Samar Mechluhu. With the Karban Pesach, you should have Matzah Mara. But that's not really regarding the Karban Pesach. That's really another outside thing. For Rabbi Savar, no. Rabbi says no. Kibud Dechshiru the Pesachu. Since it's necessary to be eaten with the Karban Pesach, Kiguf with the Pesach Dami. It's like it's part of the goof of the Karban Pesach, and therefore the guy could purchase even Matzah Mara. Now, the second sheet is going to be even more mako. Nobody argues on that. that you can buy matzah and mar. Even the Tanakhama holds that. Why? The ksiv matzah and mar mirchluhu. The kivin the machshir in the Pesach, and then who? Since it's necessary for the karbeisach to be eaten with matzah and mar, ki Pesach dami. That's certainly like Pesach. Ki pligi, when do they argue? Likach ba'chalok, likach ba'talis. Wants to buy a new suit, a new shirt, a new talis. Can he spend the money that people gave him for a carbon Pesach on a new suit? Rabbanan Savri, no. Meyos miseh amar rachmana. Torah says, meyos miseh. Hech yehu l'seh. The money has to be related to the seh. Fine, even matz and mar was related to the seh. Not a new suit. Rabbi Savri, no. Hech yeatzmecha miseh. You can even support yourself from the seh. Ula Abaya, the Omar, now according to Abaya, who said that Elav the Ukmir of Oshia Lahi b'mamona zona al pischa of Rebbehi? Had Reb Oshia not said that the whole Mishnah means that you, where you're including the zona to be included, that she, you're including her in your Karban Pesach, and it's the sheet of Rebbe, having Mukmina lebe Kachim Kalim aliyah with Reb Yosi Aglili, he would have rather said that we're talking about a case of Kachim Kalim, which could be sold according to Reb Yosi Aglili. That's a much simpler case. Dharma, who said Kachim Kalim on Bailim, who, because he holds Kachim Kalim on Bailim, so Avol bePesach lo mishayir inish, because people don't leave over kedusha on the Karban Pesach, unlike Rebbe. Haktani behedya, but it says beferish in this brice over here. Shalmanas kenik dishi yisrael espischeyem. That on this condition, people were being makdish their Pesachs. On this condition that the guf remain chulin, and Abaye said that's not true. So the Gemara says you're right. Ema, change it to say shalmanas kenik dishi yisrael mo espischeyem. Right, change it to say that people gave the money for the Karban Pesach on this understanding. Not the guf itself, because Abaye held that Abaye had a problem with that. Right? And then we said, Shmami, no, that even the guf. But Abaye didn't want to go that far. So, but this brisa seems to imply the body of the animal. So the Gemara says, yeah, change it, Abaye will change it to say the most of the animal. So, we started off by saying that the money is chulin. How is the money people give this guy bought a Karban Pesach? And it becomes, how does it become chulin? It becomes chulin because it's a case, because we end up saying that when a guy buys a Karban Pesach, he really, the Karban Pesach is not all that kodesh, and when people give him money, they know that he's going to use the money for chulin purposes, therefore it has a din of chulin. Okay. It wasn't easy. Looking at it a second time will make it a lot easier. Okay, next. It doesn't get that much easier now. Now, Zav. It says the Mishnah, Zav. What's a Zav? A Zav is a man who has some kind of emission. So if he has it on one re'iyah, or two re'iyos, sorry, two re'iyos, he become two re'iyos on Zav Shiro, let's listen to the Mishnah. Zav Shiro, Shtei re'iyos. If a Zav has two re'iyos, either on one day or two consecutive days, what happens to him? He becomes Tamei for 7 days. And after those 7 days, he has to go to the mikvah, wait for nightfall, and he's tar. If he has three re'iyos, then he has to bring a carbon. So that's the din by a zav. So a zav shirah shtei re'iyos. If a zav has two re'iyos, shochtin alav b'shvi. If erev Pesach is his seventh day, then you can shecht the carbon Pesach for him. Why? Because at nightfall, he'll be tar. The minute he's shechting it in the afternoon, he's not yet tar. But he will be tar. Nothing else has to happen to this guy except wait for nightfall. So since at nightfall he'll be tar, you can check it for him. Rosh shalosh, but if he had three re'iyos, then what happens? He has to bring a carbon. Then, shochtin alav b'shmini shalom. The halacha is, you have to bring a carbon on the eighth day. And then he has to wait for nightfall. So on the eighth day, if the eighth day is Erev Pesach, right, then you can bring the carbon Pesach for him. Rashi explains he'll have to bring the carbon. He could even bring the carbon after the carbon tamid. Normally we don't do that. We said that only carbon Pesach. But since this is an issue of kares, they made an exception. They allowed these carbonos for these people, these tamid people, to be brought even after the tamid. That's what Rashi explains. And then he'll be fine because that night he'll be okay. Now the same thing by now a zava, a woman. The rules are slightly different. If she has one re'iyah, she's called a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. She has to count one clean day for the one day that she was Tameya. If she sees for two consecutive days, she also has to count one day, the third day. If she sees on three consecutive days, then she's called a Zava Gadola. She has to wait 7 days and then go to the mikvah. So, Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. If she's a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, then Shokhtin Aleha B'Sheni Shalom. If the seventh, if Erev Pesach is that second day, that's fine, because she'll go to the mikvah, and at night she'll be Ketar, she'll be Tahora. Raza Shnei Yomim, if she saw 2 days, so she's still a Shomeret Yom Kedeged Yom, then Shachatin Allah Bishlishi. On that third day, the day that she's waiting, if that day's Erev Pesach, that's fine. Then she could be included, because at night she'll be Tahora. The Azava, but if she's Azava Gedola, meaning she saw 3 consecutive days, then Shachatin Allah Bishmini. The only way you'll be able to bring a Karban Pesach for her is if the eighth day is for her Erev Pesach, the eighth day and Erev Pesach coincide, so she'll bring then she'll go to the mikveh that day, and then she'll be tahara that night. That's the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav, Shochtin v'zarkin al tful yom, we can even do a shchita and a zrika for a tful yom. A tful yom is a guy who is, this is not a chiddush. Tful yom is someone who's waiting for nightfall. That the Mishnah already said. And u'mechuzak kippurim. And he even didn't bring the carbon yet. That's a chiddush. That the Mishnah didn't discuss. And even if he's a mechuzak kippurim. Right. So even if he didn't bring the carbon. Right. Even if he didn't bring the carbon, we'll bring the carbon pesach, and then he'll bring that. Right. But the ain shochtin mizarkin al tameh sheretz. But if a guy is a tameh sheretz, and all he has to do is go to the mikvah, that we're not going to do for him. We're not going to do that for him. We're not going to shecht the carbon pesach for a guy who's a tameh sheretz. Now, a zav, who's his seventh day, is the same exact din as a tameh sheretz. They both have to just go to the mikvah. Right? They both have to go to the mikvah. Guy touches the sheretz. He's telling me that one day to go to the mikvah, and that night he can eat from kadjum. Same thing with a guy who's on the seventh day of tumah. A zav has to wait 7 days. That seventh day goes to the mikvah and he's fine. If he's a zav gadol, then he has to also bring a carbon. But if a zav gadol, if he's a regular zav, then the seventh day is no different than a tumah sheretz. So the Gemara says, why is Rav so mach ula amar? No, I've shocked the berserk and I'll tumah sheretz. No, I can even do it for a tumah sheretz. Right? You lost? Okay? Now, L'Rav, Maishna Tvul Yom, why is it Tvul, what's a Tvul Yom? A Tvul Yom is a guy who's always doing is waiting for nightfall. So why is such a guy, we will shech the carbon pesach for him. Maishna Tvul Yom, Dechazi L'Urta, because at night, he'll be able to eat from the carbon pesach. Tamei Sheretz Nami Chazi L'Urta. Tamei Sheretz also, all we're doing is waiting for nightfall. So the Gemara says, no, mechuser tvila. He's lacking, he didn't go to the mikveh yet. Right? So the Gemara says, tvul yom nami mechuser herev shemesh. So tvul yom also is missing nightfall. So they're both lacking something. So how can I buy a tvul yom? We'll shech for him, but for a time of sheretz we won't. So the Gemara says, no, shimsha mamela arva. The shemesh, the sun's gonna set. He doesn't have to do any action. It's on setting. Mechusa Kippurim Nami. Fine. So you answered me that. But Mechusa Kippurim, if a guy is lacking a carbon, what did we say? We'll bring the carbon Pesach for him, and we'll make sure he brings the carbon. Right? So Mechusa Kippurim Nami. Ha Mechusa Kapara. He's also lacking Kapara. So he's also lacking a Maisa. So if he's lacking a Maisa, why do we do that for him and not for a Tamei Sheretz? So the Gemara says, you know why? Shekino biyado. He has to bring karbanos. He already gave the money to the Beis HaMikdash. And we're going to say, we have a presumption, if you give the money to the Beis HaMikdash, it's going to happen that day. The Kahanim Azrizim, they will take care of it that day. Even if it's Erev Pesach, even though they're busy. So he put the money in the pushka. Right? That's what the Gemara is going to say. They were pushkas. They used to put money in to make sure that they would have their karbanos done for them. So it's going to happen. So the Gemara says, so Tamei Sheretz not Harry, we're mikvah lefanov. There's a mikvah right there. Go into the mikvah. And all he has to do is go to the mikvah, and then he'll be fine. So why don't we shech for him? So the Gemara says, Dilma Pesha, maybe he'll forget. He'll forget to go. The whole day will pass. It's a busy day. He'll forget. So Ihachi Mechusa Kippurim Nami Dilma Pesha. So Mechusa Kippurim maybe also will be a mistake. There'll be an accident. There'll be negligence, and his karma won't happen. So the Gemara says, no, that can't be. You know why? Kigon, the Masrin hu lebezdin. He gave it to the Bezdin already. He gave the money already where it's supposed to go. And Ukid Rav Shmaya, the Amr who said, Chazaka, there's a Chazaka. Ain Bezdin shal Kahanim om de Misham. The Kahanim do not leave the Azara. They're not done with that day's work. Ad sheyichlu mos shebeshofros. Until all the money in the shofars, shofar was what they used to put the money in shofars, in pushkas, and the Kahanim would go into each shofar, see what the money was. Each one was labeled something else. One's for women that just had babies, for zavs, for zavas, and they would take the money out, buy animals for the people, and bring them, shech them, be makar of them. So everybody was always safe. You put your money in that pushka, you knew that it was, you knew you were safe. Why were they shofars? So all the Mepharshim explained, because they were wide at the bottom and narrow at the top. So once you put the money in, you couldn't get it out. So that once you gave it to him, it was stuck in there. So only the Kahanim were going to get it out. So once you gave that money, you're safe. So that's not the same thing as going to the mikvah. Guy has to go to the mikvah, he's going to forget. Here, you give the money, you're safe. So you can't compare the two. That's why for Mechuzah Kippurim, I will shech the carbon Pesach. Because what's he lacking? He's lacking the carbon. That's going to happen. It's going to happen. No, he already went to the mikvah the day before. Now he's waiting for, he has to wait for the carbon. But going to the mikvah, who's to say he'll do it? Maybe he won't do it. Now, that implies, Ularav, Midoraisa, Michzichazi. Midoraisa, the fact that he's a Tamei Sheret, that's not a problem. That doesn't seem to be a problem. What's the problem? Rabbanan he did Gazrubei. The Rabbanan made a Gzeira. We're scared you're not going to go to the mikvah. But Midoraisa, he's fine. Tamei Sheret is fine. So the Gemara says, if that's true, Alama Amar Rav, why did Rav say, it's same Rav, why did Rav say, Metamein Echad Mehen B'Sheretz? Let's say you have 50-50. 50% of Bnei Yisrael is Tar, 50% is Tamei. So what do we tell him? Touch it, we'll get one guy, he'll touch Sheretz, and now it'll go over 50%. So wait a minute. If Tamei Sheretz is Mutter, you're still considered as a Tahar, how does touching a Sheretz solve the problem? How does that tip the scale? Midoraisa, we said a sheretz is fine. The only midorabban is exir. Maybe you're not going to go to the mikvah. You're going to be lazy, right? El rav midoraisa nami lo chazi. That's the answer. So the question is, we said that if you have 50-50, touch a sheretz, and that'll push you over the scale. How does that push you over the scale? According to Rav, a tamei sheretz is still doraisa. It can still be included in the carbon pesach. Still 50-50. El rather, you know what? Larav midoraisa nami lo chazi. Midoraisa also, it's going to be no good. Even midoraisa tamei sheretz is no good. And the whole issue of mikvah, forget that. I have a better reasons. The ksiv, because it says, ish kiyeh l'tamei nefesh. That it says in the Torah there, by the Pesach Sheni, ish, if a guy is tamei. Milo askir shechal shvi shelo lios be'erev Pesach. Aren't we talking about where the seventh day of the tamei mace was erev Pesach? Seventh day was Erev Pesach. All he needed was to wait for night. Or go to the mikvah. The Hainu, Tumas Sheretz. It's the same thing as Tumas Sheretz. Being on your seventh day of Tamei Meis is the same thing as the Tamei Sheretz. What do you need? Mikvah and nightfall. The Amar Rachman and the Torah said, Nidchi, Pesach Sheni. Has to be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara says, V'chitem mimai dahachi. Who said it was the seventh day? It was day number three. And no matter what, this guy wasn't going to become Torah in time. Who's to say? The Gemara says, you know why? Because they hold this, the Abba who said, Tamei Meis Mitzvah Hayu, that these people that came to Moshe to complain about not being able to do the Karban Pesach or Tamei Meis, and Shvi Shalhen Liyos Be'erev Pesach, and it was the seventh day, was going to be Erev Pesach. Shenemar, v'lo yochlu la'asar ta Pesach b'yom ha'hu. They couldn't make the Pesach that day. B'yom ha'hu, who de'en yuchol la'asas. Avol amacho yuchol la'asas. But the next day they were able to. Only that day. That day was number seven. That's why what was their whole taina? Lama nigar, why should we be excluded? What do you mean, why should we be excluded? They're tamei. What kind of havamina did they have? We should be included. They're tamei. What's the answer? It was the seventh day. So they said, all we needed to do is go to the mikveh and wait for nightfall. Shouldn't that include us? The answer is no. That was their havamina. By the time it's time to eat the carbon pesach, we're going to be fine. And Moshe said, I'm sorry, that's the halacha. The halacha is no, I have to wait to Pesach Sheni. V'amar Achmona nidchu. The Torah said, you have to wait. Tanan, We learned in the Mishnah, Zav Shira, Shtei Re'ios, if it's... Right.
Now, when they bring the Pesach, they're not ready.
Right.
So,
but since they're going to be ready, at nightfall.
But that's the problem. But that's
so if the only thing they're lacking is nightfall, then we'll include them. But if they're also still lacking Tumah, if they'll have to go to the mikvah, then we're not going to include them.
But why should they have any kind of night? Because if they couldn't bring the Korban because they were Tumah.
Right.
Right. How can they eat it?
Because by the time the night falls, you can't eat the Korban Pesach until it's night.
But they couldn't bring it.
So that was their taina. We can't bring it, but we'll be able to eat it. So can we be included? The answer is no. It's a havamina.
But why would you think that you can be included?
Because the ikar is the eating. Let's assume. So listen, we'll be able to partake of it. We'll be able to partake of it. Okay, right now we're tameh, but it's going to end in a few hours. So that was their havamina.
Someone's bringing it for you.
Yeah, someone's bringing it for you. Anyway, you don't bring it. You have someone else. The kahanim are doing all the work. We'll be able to eat it. So that was the Havamina. And then we said, we're very sorry. We have very good intentions, but the answer, we can't. So, Tanan, we have, now, our Mishnah, maybe it's going to be a kash on this. Why? Our Mishnah said as follows. Zav Shirah Shtei Re'ios. If a Zav saw two Re'ios, Shochatin Alav B'Shvi. We will bring it for him on this, for a Zav will do this. Why? Because all he needs is, now, my Lav Delo Tavil. Isn't it talking about a case where he didn't go to the mikvah? So he's lacking mikvah. Same thing. And Ushmamina, Shochet and Vizarkin al Tomei Sheretz. So we'll do it for a Torah Sheretz too. We'll do it for a Torah Tomei Sheretz also. We'll do it for the Zav. So the Gemara says, Lo de Tavil. He already went to the mikvah. So he's always lacking his nightfall. So for that, we'll include him. So 1 minute. E de Tavil, if he went to the mikvah, Maikumash Malam, what's the Chiddush? All he needs is nightfall. What kind of Chiddush is that? So the Gemara says, you know what? Hakamashmon, ta'afagav demuchoser herav shemesh. Even though he's lacking nightfall, kamashmalon, the shimshim meila arva. That is the chiddush. The chiddush is that even if he's only lacking nightfall, we'll include him. And now the Gemara says, hakinayim istarber. That even makes sense. You know why? Midiktani seifa, because the seifa of the Mishnah said, Ross shalosh re'eos, if he saw three re'eos, and now he has to bring a carbon, shochetin alav b'shmini. We'll shecht it for him on the 8th day. Now, if that falls out on Erev Pesach, if it's talking about a case where it was two re'eos, and the Zav already went to the mikvah, it's struck. Then I need the Sefer. You know why? I would think, that if it's the 7th day, or he's not lacking any Maisa, all we need is nightfall, But if he saw three re'eos, the bishmini, the mechusar maisa, he's lacking a maisa, mechusar kapara, because he's lacking kapara, lo, we wouldn't bring it for him, kamash malan, even though, the afagav the mechusar kapara, even though he's mechusar kapara, shochtin v'zarkin aleha, we'll still bring it for him. That's a big chiddush. Ela, ia matarosh shtei re'eos, bishvi, but if we're talking about it's a guy in the 7th day, a zav, Delo Tavu didn't go to the mikveh yet. So then Ra Shalosh Bishmini Lamali. Then what do I need the second case of three Re'eos? Hashta Yeshlama Ra Shtei Re'eos Bishvi Delo Tavil. If a guy didn't go to the mikveh yet, and he's a Tamei Sheretz, he's a Zav, and he didn't go to the mikveh yet. The Tamei Ma'al Yehu, that's considered a very, very strong Tumah. Shachtin on Vizarkin on Aleha, and we'll still do the Shechit on the Zmik of this guy. Then Ra Shalosh, so if a guy saw three Re'eos, the Bishmini, that it's on the 8th day, the Tavilei Bishvi, he already went to the mikvah on the 7th day, and now it's the 8th day, all he needs is a carbon, the Kelisha Tuma, where the Tuma is weaker. Why is the Tuma weaker? Certain kind of kudgem, now he's already allowed to eat. Certain kind of truma, meiser, certain things he's already allowed to eat. Why? All he's lacking now is carbon. He already went to the mikvah. He already had 7 days. So in a certain sense, he's a little bit makel here. Right? Lo kalshkein, deshachtiran vizarkina aleha? Won't we certainly do it then? If we'll do it for the zav, that's more machmer, won't we do it for the more makel? So why is the second case there? Ela lav shmamina. It must be rosh de rios bishvi. That shachtin and aleha the tavil. It must be. Guy already went to the mikvah. That's why our mishnah. So it's not a kashan rav, because he went to the mikvah already, and that makes sense. Because if he went to the mikvah already, then the case of three rios is a big chiddush. Even though he's lacking a carbon, we'll still do it for the guy. So the Gemara says, no, lo, that's not a raya. Lo, 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 emalach, lo, tafel. Maybe he didn't go to the mikvah. So what's the chiddush? The istrach. Thogadai dachamina, I would think, b'shvihu, dibiyado l'sake. That on the seventh day, it's up to him. He has to go to the mikvah. Aval b'shmini, the ain biyado l'hakriv carbon. It's not up to him to bring the carbon, it's up to the kahanim. So, ema pishi be kahanim. Maybe the kahanim are going to be negligent. And therefore, we should say, don't include him, because maybe he won't have the carbon in time. Kamash Malan, Kedav Shmaya. So no, Shmaya said that the Kahanim has reason. And it's never going to happen that they won't do it for you. Should we go to the bottom because we're waiting anyway for a minute? Fine, it'll take 2 minutes. It's not hard now. Now it's not so hard. Now, Hazava Shochtin. So we said for Hazava, we'll do the same thing. So Tani, Tana Kamedra of Adabarava, Fazava Shochtin, Allah Bashvi, Shallah. Well, if it's her seventh day, we will bring a carbon for her. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Amalei Zava b'shvi shalom michazia. Was she not ready on the seventh day? Afil lamanda amar shochtin v'zarkin al tamei sheretz. Even the court alone has said that we'll do this for a tamei sheretz. Hani mili tamei sheretz techazi l'urta. That because at night that the tamei sheretz will be fine. It'll be totally tar. Ha ad lamacha demashik apara lochazia. She's not going to be ready till the next day when she has to bring a carbon. So you're right. Ema b'shmini. You're right. You really meant the eighth day for her. It's really the eighth day. Because she has to wait for the nightfall. Then on the eighth day she has to bring a carbon. That's the day we can bring a carbon Beitzach for her. But she has to wait for the eighth day. Pshita, so that's Pashat. So ma'adotema, I would think, given the mechusra kapar lo, since she's lacking a carbon, we won't do this for her. Kamash malan, kidrav shmaya. No, we will do it for her because, like Rav Shmaya said, it's certainly going to happen that her carbon will be brought. Now, Ravina Amar Nida. Ravina learns this whole thing by Anida. Now Anida is different, because Anida, she, we're going to see in a minute, she can only go to the mikveh at night. Nida, Tani Kameh, Vanida Shachter Lav B'Shvi. For Anida, will shecht, if it's her seventh day, Anida is different than Azava in the sense that Anida can have Re'ios of Dam the entire seventh day. And then she has to do a Hefzik Taira, and if she's clean, she can go to the mikveh that night. She doesn't have to wait Shiva Nikiyim. Today, all women, it's a Suffolk Nida. That's why they wait Shiva Nikiyim. That's why. It's a Suffolk Zava. Because of the Yad Al of Yom, Shiva Nida Lanida. It's a whole very, very complicated halachos. So all women today take on the chumras of being a Suffolk Zava. That's why they have to wait Shiva Nikiyim. But in times of the Gemara, times of the Beis HaMikdash, a Nida could have been tummy all 7 days, as long as she wasn't tummy when she went to the mikvah. So a Nida is a little different. So if a Nida shochet and a love b'shvi. So Amalei Nida b'Shvi Michazia, she's not going to be ready. Afil about the Amar Shochet and Bezarkin al Tamei Sheretz. Even if you're going to hold that we'll do this for Tamei Sheretz, the Chazi Leorta Nida Leorta the Shvihu, the Tavla is she ready at night? Ad the Shmini the of the hair of Shemesh. No, we have to wait for the eighth day. Why? Because she has to go to the mikveh at night. True, Anida doesn't have a carbon. There's no carbon for Anida, but she can only go to the mikveh at night. So she has to wait till Harav Shemesh of the next night. So she has to wait for the eighth day. So the Gemara says, you're right. El Ema Bishmini. You're right, we went the eighth day. So the Gemara says, Pshita. Hashta. Uma Zava Demachasra Kapara. If a Zava, who's lacking a carbon, Shochtin Vizarkin Allah Bishmini, we have to wait for the eighth day. Nida Delabachasra Kapara. Tzvichal Amemba Deshochtin Vizarkin Allah. Is there a Chiddush for Nida? So the Gemara says, you know what the Chiddush is? Nida Yitzchak Aleh. HaKamash Malan, B'Shmini In, B'Shvi Lo. You have Dafka the eighth day for Nida, and not the seventh day. What's the Chiddush by Nida? Kidatanya. Kol Chayve Tfilos, Tfilos, and Biyom. All Tfilos can be done during the day. Azava, Azav. It can all be done during the day. But Nida B'Yoledes, but Nida and Yoledes, when I have a baby, Tfilos and Balayla. They have to go to the mikveh at night. The Tanya, Yachal Tovelas Nibod Yom. I would think they can go during the day. Talmud Lomar Shivas Yom Tehei Benidasa. That is for 7 days. Tehei Benidasa, Kol Shiva. She needs a complete 7 days. Not a Zav who can go during the day and hope she stays clean till the night. Rather, she has to go the whole 7 days. The Yoledes Ishkish Lanida. And the Yoledes is compared to Anida. They also need full 7 days. And that was the Chiddush of Nida, that no, it has to be complete 7 days.
absolutely.